UV sanitization program. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority propelled its pilot to utilize incredible bright lights as a part of New York City's sanitization program for metros and transports. The organization says it will send 150 versatile devices to clean trams, transports, and metro stations as a feature of the pilot's initial period. The subsequent stage will concentrate on Metro North and Long Island Rail Road passenger trains. The MTA says it will burn through $1 million on the undertaking, as indicated by New York One. The attempt is a piece of an organization between the MTA and Columbia University, which conjectures that using UV light to execute infections on the travel framework. The MTA is utilizing the gadgets during its daily cleaning strategies, for which it made the extraordinary stride of closing down the whole metro system for 4 hours each night. What we are doing here is reducing the spread of the virus in metros and the subway. In this way, we are reducing the danger of getting COVID-19 in the train station. The UV light used in the current short-term metro and transport sanitization program is useful in slaughtering the infection that is liable for COVID-19. The lights transmit beams called UVC, a moderately dark piece of the range that comprises of a shorter, more enthusiastic frequency of light that can be hurtful to people whenever uncovered straightforwardly. The MTA says it will be following exacting conventions to guarantee the security of the workers and clients. UVC is exceptionally acceptable at killing natural material, regardless of whether in people or viral particles, and a few specialists trust it tends to be dominant in decimating the novel coronavirus. UVC lights and robots had used to clean water, articles, for example, research center hardware, and spaces, for example, transports and planes. Furthermore, if the results are acceptable, travel authorities said they would grow the pilot to incorporate more trains and carriages. Affirming late reports that the TSA is thinking about an arrangement to check travelers' temperatures as they experience air terminal security at what could be different U.S. air terminals, Senator Charles Schumer, on Tuesday, delivered an open letter looking for more official data on the exertion. Before an arrangement like this is approved for departure, the TSA needs to take the temperature of an assortment of partners, which incorporates Congress, said Schumer. TSA, as an organization, has not been invulnerable to COVID, and a few employees have unfortunately died. That is why any arrangement to relegate operators an undertaking that may consider outside the overall extent of their real scope will require a point-by-point and clear proposition before it just gets the all-clear to fly.